Okay, now you can see the page number 8. Okay, Nagarjuna later. Okay, now actually you can see that is a Nagarjuna later. Nagarjuna later is a, he wrote that letter to the one king. That king was his student. So that's why he sent the letter in the, he advised the Nagarjuna how he can administrate the kingdom. That time the king was also very intelligent and very knowledgeable. So that's why when he writes the king the letter, he wrote it a very different way. Okay, yeah. So that's why, okay. So that's why. Now here you can see that in the letter he said that like the earth supports the emanated and the inanimated. So ethics were said to be the foundation of those good qualities. So that's why the first the part two that leading the out of the samsara, it's ethics and the morality. So ethics and the morality, it's mainly talks about the vow. They will be the few different vows. The first is the layman vow, what you are taking the five precepts, then there will be the bhikshu vow, then there will be the bodhisattva vow, then there will be the vajrayana vow. The highest vow is the vajrayana vow. Yeah. Okay, so that's for the vow. That is a vow is the one which leads out of the of all the sentient out of the that is the one the first path to leading out of the samsara. So that's why most of you are having the three vows now. The five precept vow, then you are having the bodhisattva vow and the vajrayana vow. So that's why it's important that very important to have the follow the vows and that very rightly, because when you have the vows, if you violated some rules of the vow, then you will lose the vow. So that's why important. So that's why the now here talks in the liberation of the palm. It talks in the Lamrim. It talks only of the three vows. It's throughout the three vows. Generally, like a five precept vows and the bhikshus and the jet vow, then they will be the bodhisattva vow. So from the generally its point of the general point of that they will be the Vajrayana vow. So the Vajrayana vow is the highest vow, then it will become the Bodhisattva vow, then the Bhikshu vow, then it will come the five precept vows. Now you're having the most of the highest vows, like a Bodhisattva vow and a Vajrayana vow. Okay. Now here now it talks about the now you can see there, no one point. Now here this talks about the it's a Nagarjuna letter. It's a, actually it's a talking also it's a talking mainly about the vow's importance. So it considers that the vow is a, like a foundations for the, all the good qualities. So this word is a very I mean the when we are the kid master used to read this word the Nagarjuna letter words. It's the earth is earth which it will be the support for the all the who have the who the who the sentient beings and the non-sentient beings, all earth is a support. Same thing like a morals and the ethics support for the all of our good qualities. So okay, generally I just remember the one thing. I just in the Nepal in the one holy place, there's a one local tour guide who is taking the I mean the tourists for the mountain, I mean the holy places explaining. So then I just talked with him that then I he just gave me the one of the, his business card. Business card, he wrote like a, not only that, he typed that, okay, tour guide expert in the Buddhism. So I asked him that he done some diploma course from on the Buddhism. Really, I like that. He done the diploma course and now he can say that he's expert in the Buddhism. Same thing that when you give the test and the, we can issue you the certificate, at least you can say that now you have completely. Now you have the task, the, some of the basic, I mean, the Lamrim or the basic Buddhism, or the, you can say maybe expert in the basic Buddhism. I just remember that. Because I was just listening while he was explaining to the foreigner. Yeah, he's explaining not that bad. Yeah, quite well, he's a Buddhism. Then I just asked him how it came. Then he gave me the business card. Then I found you to write that Lord, tour guide, plus he's an expert in the Buddhism. Yeah. Because I think he had done some diploma course or some from the university in the Buddhism. Okay. So one time in the flight, I met a one gentleman. He was just sitting next to the in the flight. So we are just talking. So talking and he told he's from the Christian, he was Christian. And he was talking a little bit about the Christian theories and idea. Then he talked about the then existence of the past and future lives or like that, and he told the Christian don't believe, something like that he told me. Then I told him, Jesus believes in the past and future life. Because he had clearly mentioned in the Bible that some parts he talks about the reincarnation. So then I give the sum of the like a Bible, how they started, and a quite long talk on that, on Jesus, how he explained when he was talking to Luke and Matthew and John, and what's his reality point when he was talking of the chapter. I think Luke, or I don't remember the properly that chapter. So I told that in that chapter, I was told that the Luke and Matthew, these are the some like in the reincarnation words. Later on, the other changes of the King John versions of the Bible, the changes, then I talk quite long talk on the Bible. Then he told me a very funny thing. He told me that he became the Christian because of his faith, but he don't understand the Bible that like me. So like that. So maybe also now that when you become the Buddhist, maybe some understanding, basic understanding is the importance, the what exactly the Buddha's talking, what exactly Buddha's means. That's very important, the basic understanding. Okay. So understanding. So not like that Christian. He said that he become Christian because of the faith, but he don't understand the Bible like me understand. It's quite funny. Christian, but he feels that I understand much better than him the Bible. Because the Bible, I read a few times in the different versions of the Bible. So that's what the version, how they use the word. Ancient Bible, how they use the term. They are the differences I saw that here. Okay, this point, the reincarnation, accepting that this point, really that's a lot of the different idea among the Christians, okay? This time when I was visiting in this one Christian Catholic university in America. So even the theologians, they are the professors, they have a different, the idea on this viewpoint, okay? That can be the idea they're having it, okay? So I'm telling this because I heard now there are many newcomers are joining the class. So newcomers, so especially that it's a good that if you at least understand that some parts of the Buddha, what really he's talking, what really is his point of view. Sometimes the newcomers maybe want you see the Buddhism is what you see through the culture. That is not a Buddhism. You have to see the Buddhism through the Buddha's way of the talk, through his teaching, not through any cultures. So sometimes we will see through the cultures that then you will make the Buddhism is something like this. So you know the Buddhism, you have to understand what the Buddha's teaching. Then you will know what is the Buddhism really is. Many people in the different countries have a misunderstanding of the Buddhism in every religion when they try to look through the culture, no? So then have a lot of the misunderstanding, yeah. Okay, now after the letter of the Nagarjuna letter, now you can see that now he talks about the ethics, of the importance of the ethics. Then maybe you can read and understand it also. Now I will not explain. So then now you can see on the page number 490, of the three types of the vows, we can definitely put the Pratimoksha vows into the sutra says, yeah. Then now they talks about the three vows, so that is a different, okay. Three types of vows, Pratimoksha means that generally there's a 5% vow, then we call the shaman vow, then we have the bhikshu vows, okay. So that's where you can see whenever there is a monk upholding the Vinaya, that is a place for illumination. This is a place where I'm not absent. Such a place will not given. So that's why it's saying that now the three vows is something like that. Mainly the 5% vow, we call the 5% vow, and the shaman vow, and the bhikshu vows. Generally, now the main basic foundations of the vow, every vow is committing the any of the negative sins. You know the 10 non-virtues, not committing the 10 non-virtues, that is one of the main now the vow. Now after that, now you will see this. So now in the page number, after that now, so Ethic and Sutra, now you will see the page number 491, some of the Buddha's word. Can you see the one of the Buddha's that the Sutra diamond to the monks? So that delivered to the monks, can you see that for some ethics means happiness, for some ethics means suffering. Those who keep their ethics will be happy, those with the loose ethics will be suffer. So that is one very interesting point the Buddha so said that some people like not to drink the alcohol is a suffering. Although some people not to drink the alcohol is happiness. So something like that, when you drink the alcohol or not to drink the alcohol, that is not a big issue, but it depends on how you take the one. Some people not to drink the alcohol with the reasons of the health, that cannot be considered as the ethics. So ethics and the morality only comes that when you something taking the vow and that you have to follow it, taking the vow. Some people, that's not a vow, just you are the concern with the health. Concerned with the health, and you are not concerning the consuming alcohol as a sin. So it cannot be considered as an ethic and morality. So from the very Buddhism, the point of view, okay, very Buddhism point of view. Now, generally, the ethics, they can be described in many different ways. From the very Buddhist philosophy point of view, ethic means that, okay. So that's why some people, the ethics, so Buddha said very well, some people's ethics are suffering. Some people's ethics are happiness. Very some Buddhists say that. So sometimes, yeah, so that is the now you can. Okay, so page number what we are having, the 491, isn't it? So now the Buddha is saying that mainly, what is the main morality, the ethic is just not committing the 10 negative virtue. Okay, that is the main, the morality and the ethics, okay? Okay, so every now and then, yeah. So ethics. Morality, so it's also ethical. Now, it's generally now the ethics and the morality can be seen in the many different fields. Indian devs are one saying, India. It's quite difficult to translate it in English. It's saying is something like that, yeah. Okay, I don't know how to tell you that in English. okay, and then what it says that the Baimani ki danda be. For now, you will not understand Hindi. No? Baimani ki danda be iman se karta hai. So now I don't know how to translate that in English because every language have the uniques of the words. No, sometimes it's very difficult to translate from the specified terms in the other language is quite difficult, so I don't know how to translate it. But saying is quite interesting, yeah. Okay, so anyway, fine. The first thing is talks to the Buddha. Now you can see on the later, now you can see the page number 491. So all the explanation, maybe you can read it, okay? So maybe the explanation, you just read it, okay? Just like, assignment, what you give them to college. This is assignment. Monastic system, we don't have to give the assignment. Never will not give that assignment. So the college system, they used to give the assignment, no? So we will have the assignment, okay? So when I was, I think, age of 25 or 26, age of 24 or 25, maybe I'm not very sure, that the first time, that before that I'm teaching in a monastery, age of 24 or like that, then one university asked me to give the lectures for 1 month. So first time, I didn't know that in the university and the colleges, they're based on the syllabus and the session based on the hour and assignment, all this, no idea. Because I was all the time in the teaching in the monastery. Suddenly, maybe I came to the modern university to give the lecture. Then I realized that I feel so easy to teach in the university. Not like the teaching in the monastery. Monastery, we have to teach every words, then debate, philosophy, all the different ideas we have to break it down. No? So then this liberation form will go like a university course. Okay? I will give you all this part you have to read or as an assignment, okay? Okay, now really you want to get the test and get the certificate, maybe you have to read, okay? Read and sometimes give time, okay? Okay. It's sometimes a short class is also good. Maybe I will also feel I can cover up the other work because today maybe I have to travel, no? So again, 1 hour I have to travel again. So you also might feel little relaxing. When you go the class too long, so the program of the Dharma program too long, sometimes you might get bored. No? Sometimes short session is also good, no? Okay. So usually, so when you're having the long, very Dharma programs and sessions, then I think you will get very bored, no? So something like that. When you do it, something like a too long that we bought. So maybe we'll have a very short session sometimes. It's also good. Okay, then maybe we'll stop here. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now again, I have to travel maybe 1 hour. Okay, yeah. So tomorrow I have a one session in the other city, so I have to reach.